Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Now, continuing with this year's theme of mindset, I'm excited to share another fantastic guest with you today. Ashley Greer is with us, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you actually do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here at the show today. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. Now, I always want to take a moment on each show to acknowledge all of you and thank you for spending your time with us here on the show. Time is our most precious asset, and I always want to make sure that these podcasts are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And I'd love to know what you think. So wherever you're listening to the show, you can probably leave a comment or a review. You can rate it. Send me a message on Facebook or on my website. I would love to know what you think. Let me introduce Ashley Greer, and then we're going to take a short break, and I will bring her on the show. Dr. Ashley Greer is a former psychologist that frees female entrepreneurs to stop playing by the rules and to follow their intuition and to have that soulful, inspired life and business. She specializes in helping people stop drowning in fears, self-judgment, and the shoulds to allow their true uniqueness and genius to shine through. We're going to come right back after this quick break, and then I'm going to bring Ashley on. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, welcome, Ashley. I am so excited to have you here today. I'm so honored that you've taken time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I just love chatting with you. You are just such a delight.
Oh, thank you. You know, I talk a little bit, obviously, about people when we read the bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with our listeners a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today and what you do in your practice?
Absolutely. I truly believe that all of our lives are just an unfolding. You know, we're always emerging into this person that we are at our core. I used to be a practicing psychologist, and I have my PhD in psychology. I was very successful at that, but I was terribly unhappy. I felt like I was living a life that was all gray and crusty, and just it felt like walking around like town in pants that were two sizes too small. You know, like you're just cramming yourself into it, and you're like, why doesn't this feel right? And so I ended up, and this is a very short story. It took more time than I'm making it sound like, but I ended up leaving my job as a psychologist and going into business for myself. It took some time to develop what business I wanted to go into. I ended up being the director of a couple different coaching academies first. And that's what really introduced me to coaching and made me realize I love coaching. Like, I love being a coach. It's everything that I wanted psychology to be, which is, you know, helping lift people up instead of helping pick people up, you know, pick people out of a hole. That energy, it would drain me. And that's a piece of my story. But I ended up leaving my ex-fiance and the home we shared together and just forged a new life. And that new life has just really developed more and more, you know, more of that kind of, you know, unlayering into this woman that I am, where I used to live sort of, you know, like the prototypical life. I like to call it khaki and beige, and that's not my personality at all, you know, and it's developed to the point where, you know, I moved to a new city, and then what I did is I ended up getting rid of 90% of my possessions. I've gone minimalist. I can pack all of my things in my car at this point. And most recently, I've taken off to a cabin in the woods in New Mexico like a secluded log cabin, and just because I can. And I realized that life is freedom, and we could do whatever it is we desire to do. It's just a matter of understanding what our desires are and giving ourselves full permission to do it. And a really key piece of this for me has been really owning the ability to, you know, own my intuitive sort of pushes in my life. I could call them intuitive pushes. You know, when we get these intuitive instincts, like I need to go to this place and I don't exactly know why. I've never been to this place in New Mexico before. I've never been to where I am in New Mexico before. And as soon as I came here, it was like coming home. And I think that we often have these instincts and we ignore them because our society has really taught us to ignore them. And that's the other piece about like psychology, that it just didn't resonate anymore for me because it was very concrete and it was very, you know, textbook kind of thing. And it was based on judging people and categorizing people instead of opening people up to the like, to the full expansiveness of their experience and who they can be. And so that's my whole transition. It's been quite a journey.
Wow. You know, I think, and I see that psychology is like that. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I left the confines of a multi-specialty clinic 2 years ago because it was like being in a box. Now I feel like I'm a bird out of a cage, you know?
Totally.
And just free to do whatever. So I so resonate with what you're saying. So tell me a little bit more, because I'm curious, about the whole minimalist, I can't even say it. Getting rid of everything.
Yes.
And, you know, what brought you to that? And then how did you do that? I mean, did you just like throw everything outside or what did you do?
So I actually saw this TED talk by these two guys up in Whitehead Fish Bay or something like that, Montana. And they talked about how, they were spending their lives accumulating things and the things weren't making them any happier. And, you know, one of the guys turned to the other and said, why is it that you're happy? And he's like, well, I got rid of the things and instead I'm focusing on experiences. So this guy, what he did, and this isn't what I did, but what he did is he boxed up all of his possessions. And for a month, he just unpackaged the things that he needed. And at the end of the month, he realized that he didn't need 90% of his stuff. He didn't use it, but he had it for just no reason. And it really inspired me because I felt like this call to live a simpler life, to be able to like pick up and travel and go live somewhere else if I chose to, you know, instead of having to like haul a whole big U-Haul full or store a bunch of crap that then I wouldn't look at for 3 years or something, you know? And so what I did was, it was actually sort of a change that was stimulated by a little bit of sadness in my life. My dad has Alzheimer's disease, and I went and visited him earlier last fall, and I realized that it was getting much worse, much quicker than I thought it was. And I lived across the country from him, and I wanted to take an opportunity to go move near him for, you know, 6 months, just to spend as much time as possible with him, while he still remembered me. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but, and so he's up in Wisconsin. I was down in Texas, in Austin, Texas. And I was like, well, do I take all my stuff with me for 6 months? Do I store all my stuff for 6 months? I had, you know, one of my best friends, you know, gave me a place to stay. And I was like, none of this makes any sense. And I'm like, what if I just get rid of it all? And I was like, this is my opportunity. This is my opportunity to follow this minimalist thing. And what I did is, and it was because of the time crunch, it really helped me. I literally just went through every single thing in my home and just was like, give it away. And I had the Salvation Army bring a truck, and they filled half of a truck with my stuff. They did. They really did, with like furniture, with all these clothes, with so many books. Like, I realized how much of what we own is all about ego. It's all about us trying to sort of portray who we are to the world instead of just living our truth and being who we are.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was this beautiful experience. And it was interesting because I had almost packed my car, and then I had a whole other bunch of stuff in my apartment still. And so I ended up having to go through everything again right before I left and got rid of like almost as much stuff as I had, you know what I mean? And sent that to the Salvation Army as well, and got down to it. And I literally have never regretted getting rid of anything. And when I came down here to New Mexico to this cabin, you know, I packed all my stuff in my car, and I even left another like 6 bags of clothes at my friend's house, winter clothes. I don't need those right now. And some books. And even with the stuff I have, I'm like, I could get rid of probably even more stuff. And it shocks me. It feels so freeing. I can't even tell you how freeing it feels to not need all of the stuff.
Yeah. I love that. You know, the older I get, the more simple I like to have things. And so I, you know, Easter Seals is wonderful because they contact me every month and they say, you got any stuff for us? We'll come pick it up. And every month I get rid of stuff. And not, now I'm not to the minimalist point that you are, but I mean, I don't think I fit all my stuff in a car yet, but, but, it is freeing because you don't need all that stuff. And then really why, you know, I look at some of those things and I think, why did I even, there's some clothes that, I mean, and you probably had this, you might have had this too, that when you got rid of your clothes, you still had the tags on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's because we've been sort of brought up in this culture where marketing has taught us to consume things instead of to appreciate things.
Yeah.
I mean, and as holistic entrepreneurs, we all know that things like gratitude for what we have are what gives us the ability to create more beautiful things, to create more connection, to create more abundance in our life. And so when we can appreciate what we have instead of always having to go out and get the newest thing, it's just another sort of evolution of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think as people, you know, come into being who they truly are, their authentic selves, I don't think we don't need all that stuff. Now tell me a little bit about your practice, Ashley, and how you help your clients, whether it's one-on-one or group things, because I'm wondering, I mean, I would imagine some of this is woven through how you help people.
Absolutely. So obviously I use my tools that I learned and gained as a practicing psychologist because, I mean, it makes me really good at what I do because I have all of these tools that a lot of coaches don't have. But it didn't stop there. And interestingly, when I first became a coach, that was almost a liability because I was trying to be a psychologist as a coach.
Oh.
And it wasn't until I decided I'm no longer a psychologist, truly and wholeheartedly and holistically, and embrace the fact that how I coach people is actually through things like using my intuition, helping them flow into decisions in their life, helping them find what feels good in their life, you know, instead of doing what everybody is telling them they should do. And that really speaks to the minimalist thing that, you and I have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're taught we should own this thing or this is what brings our lives value. It's not what brings our lives value. You know, I often talk to my clients about what it means to be successful, what it truly means when they'll know that their life is worthwhile. First of all, I want them to know that it's right now, that their life is worthwhile right now. They don't have to wait until later to enjoy it. They don't have to wait until all their ducks are in a row to finally feel as though they can take the time to, you know, feel joyful and playful and celebrate their life. But more than that, I want them to understand that true success doesn't come from meeting a financial goal. It doesn't come from, you know, having a diploma on the wall. It doesn't come from any of these external trappings. I truly believe that success comes from happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That when we're happy with our lives, you know, as they say, money can't buy happiness, right? I mean, and once you reach, I think research says that once you reach a certain income level that there's diminishing returns. I think it's like $70,000 a year that you don't get any happier from any more money that you make.
Mm-hmm.
You just work harder. And I think that there's a bit of a paradigm shift going on right now, to be honest with you, where there's, you know, a lot of people have jumped into entrepreneurship and then they get lost in the hustle and they get lost in the like, make more money, 6-7 figures, all of this. I'm absolutely supportive of making 6 and 7 figures, but I'm more supportive of people having a life that they absolutely love.
Yeah. You know, oftentimes when I talk about entrepreneurship, it's not for everyone, you know, but to me I'm kind of guessing that you might feel the same way. If whatever the person does, if it's, you know, working in an assembly line or working at McDonald's or an entrepreneur or whatever, if they're happy, they're living their dream. It doesn't really matter what they do.
I totally agree.
It's how they feel.
I totally agree. And in fact, that's something I talk to women about a lot is empowering them to live the life that they choose, regardless of what other people think that should be. Maybe it's, you know, maybe they really want to be a mom and that's like how they feel fulfilled is raising like awesome little human beings, you know, like then that is beautiful. You know, have you ever seen or heard Alan Watts speak about how work can be play? And I truly believe that's reality is that when we are in our zone of genius, when we are in intuitive flow, when we are truly in this space where we're meant to be, where we, our purpose lies, that the true meaning of our life lies, our life feels like play.
Yeah, it's not work.
No, it's not. I mean, even though, of course, you know, you and I do some things that we don't like to do, like maybe, you know, spreadsheets.
There's always some things, always yeah.
Little things. But generally, I love the yeah. I love the hell out of my work, and yeah. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I was on a podcast, a guest is on somebody else's podcast a few months ago, and she said, what would you do if you could do anything and money was no issue and all this? And I said, thought about it a moment, and I said, you know, I think what I do is what I do now, but do it for free for people, or, you know, so that they can give to a charity or whatever, that I wouldn't need the money from it, but I still do what I do.
Yep, me too. I totally agree. Or something I always ask, and this is maybe a silly way to put go about it, is what is it that you do when you've had, like, a couple glasses of wine? What is it that you do naturally? And I'm like, since I was about 15, I've been coaching people. And I didn't realize yeah. that's what I was doing. But I've always been, like, cheerleading, like, do you know how awesome you are? Like, you know, just like, yep. cheerleading. And I'm like, that's what I love to do, is it lights me up like nothing else, and you can't shut me up about it, you know. Give me a glass of, let's share a bottle of wine, and then you won't shut me up about it, you know. But it's a beautiful yeah. way to really feed into your purpose. You know, I've had some people say, like, I end up rearranging all the pictures in my house after I have a glass of wine. And I'm like, have you ever thought of being an organizer or a decorator or something? You know, like, mm-hmm. because it's amazing how, because all that does is it reduces our sort of,
inhibitions.
Right, exactly, our inhibitions yeah. and the boundaries on what we think is appropriate.
Yeah. So let's talk about purpose a little bit. You mentioned that because I don't know if you see a lot of people, but a lot of people come to me and say, I don't know what my purpose is. How am I supposed to find this out? How do I really know what it is? And how I approach it is that, you know, I believe you don't find your purpose kind of finds you. But how do you deal with it? Do you have anybody asking you about that? If they're like struggling with what am I really supposed to do or be in this lifetime?
Oh, a ton. I have a ton of people talking to me about that. I love that perspective, by the way, that your purpose finds you, but you don't find it. But I find that that's not an answer most people want to hear.
Right, exactly.
Because they want to go and do something. I think that there are ways to begin to really discover your purpose. And I don't think it has to be one purpose. I think it can be I think Elizabeth Gilbert talks about this, about how some people, their purpose is always evolving and it's always something new, or they're multi-passionate. But I think that, you know, one of my favorite ways to really start honing down on your purpose is to follow the trail through your life of everything you've ever loved doing. Whether it's art, whether it's that volunteer job you had that one summer, whether it is, you know, when you talk to your girlfriends, whatever it is, and you track it and you try to find the similarities between it and you try to create something from that.
Mm, oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really helpful.
Yeah. So, you know, there are, I don't know if there are other people that do what you do, but say I was going to refer somebody to you. Mm-hmm. What kind of person would that be?
Well, my favorite clients to work with are female entrepreneurs who mm-hmm. are in usually their first couple years of business, and they find that they're beginning to, like, you know, they're getting clients and everything, and they're getting lost because mm-hmm. entrepreneurship, I mean, as much as we've jumped out of a box of like the 9-to-5 or whatever, entrepreneurship can be a box.
Yeah.
And it's the women who are like, oh my God, why did I just jump into another box? I need to figure out how to do this on my own terms. I need to figure out how to follow my own intuition, how to follow my own inner guidance. And I need to figure out how to work through the blocks that are keeping, you know, some financial abundance away, or how to figure out what programs are right for me, not because they'll sell, but because they feel really good, or how mm-hmm. to figure out, how to set appropriate boundaries with my clients, and how to like really understand my trust issues and how that shows up when I work with people. And so those are my absolute favorite clients to work with, like, especially, you know, one-on-one, those are the majority of my one-on-one clients, are these women who are really stepping into kind of the profound difference that they can make in the world, and they just need help and support in making it even bigger. However, I have two different, like, kind of ideal clients. My second set of ideal clients is the woman who very likely will become an entrepreneur, but she's afraid of stepping into the person, like the woman she is at her core. Mm-hmm. She knows she has all this potential. She knows she has all of this ability. She knows she's meant for more, but she doesn't know how to get there. This woman is very likely stuck with a lot of blocks, you know, a lot of mindset blocks, a lot of limiting beliefs, a lot of negative behaviors, things like, you know, filling the void with television, things like that, that she's just like, I don't know why I do this. Well, it's because you're afraid, you know, or you've succumbed to perfectionism, or you've listened to all these voices that's telling you how you should live your life. And so you've never given yourself permission to live your life the way it can be lived. She wants to learn about things like manifestation and authenticity and confidence. And granted, both of these things, you know, all of these topics are viable to both groups, but it's sort of like the one group, the woman who's emerging into who she can be at her core, ends up being my other clients eventually, if that makes sense. I help them sort of go along the spectrum.
Yeah. And, you know, fear, I always say fear has many faces. You know, it can be perfectionism or procrastination or the confidence piece, or, I mean, you name it, the fear of failure or fear of success. But to me, in terms of the clients I see, fear is like at the core of almost everything. What do you find that a similar piece with women that you work with?
Absolutely. Fear is probably one of the most it's one of the most valid things. You know, it's one of the most common things that people struggle with. And it's actually the subject of the freebie that I'm giving to your audience.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's called Flow Through Fear.
Oh, you want to tell us a little bit more about that? I know it's a fabulous gift, and I know our listeners are really going to love it.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's three physiological responses to fear, which is, you know, you run away, you fight, or you freeze like a deer in the headlights. And I go into what each of those is and what that means in terms of entrepreneurship. But I think that there's a fourth option, that we can flow through fear. We can flow with fear. Because I think that the problem is we're all too afraid of fear.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily fear itself that is so terrible. It's not that we should be fearless, because fear is always going to be there. It's that we need to just get comfortable with the fact that there's fear there. And, hey, you want to have a cup of tea? Is there anything you need to tell me? Okay, cool. I'm going to get on with my day now and do what it is I really want to do.
Yeah.
And it's not about fighting it. It's not about, like, shoving it down. It's not about ignoring it or being paralyzed. It's about saying, you don't get to control me. And I choose to listen in case you do have something to teach me. You know, like, don't jump off the roof or something. You should be afraid of that. But, you know, more than that, I use the analogy of learning to surf. You know, you can either fight your way through the waves. You can either stand there and get pummeled and pulled under. You can run away from the ocean even though you're dying to be in it. Or you can get on top of it and learn how to surf on top of it. And then you won't feel as though you're imprisoned by it anymore, because you know that any time that you can flow with it, even because it's always going to be there, and you won't necessarily be able to control when things are scary. Things will always be scary. And it's a bit of a controversial opinion, because there's a lot of people who believe that, you know, you should just be fearless, you know, that fear isn't a real thing. But I think that when we stop allowing space for fear, we stop allowing space for our other emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And our emotions are just information. And if we can treat them just as information instead of things that are telling us to stop, then we have a different relationship with them altogether.
Mm. Oh, I love your surfing analogy. That's very cool, because you're right. I mean, any emotion, whether it, you know, whatever it is a valid emotion. It's an emotion.
Exactly.
It should be honored as such and acknowledged, but you don't have to let it, you know, control you or make you do or not do certain things. And I find this with, as a nurse practitioner in my past, especially when I was at the clinic, when I was in private practice, I saw a lot of people with physical issues as well. And, you know, it, like cancer patients, as an example, they always want to, or oftentimes wanted to fight the cancer. And the people who we worked on this on you know, sort of befriending the cancer, you know this tumor was part of them, whatever, actually did better because they gave it a little love, gave it some attention, but didn't let it consume them.
Right.
Instead of the angst, the anger, the negative vibration, the negative emotion. So what it sounds like what you're talking about in terms of how you deal with, you know, the fear that entrepreneurs have is more the higher vibration energy, more the good feelings, as opposed to the negative stuff.
Exactly. Because, I mean, as you know, like, where your attention flows, so your intention goes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if we're sitting there going like, well, this is my fear. Why am I afraid of it? Got to fight, you know, fight it or whatever it is. Guess what? You're going to create more of your fears. But instead, if you say like, hey, fear, what's up? Let's do a little journaling on you, and then let's put you away. Let's put you away for the day, because I don't need you anymore today. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I got it. you know?
Awesome.
But I agree, in terms of all emotions, I think it's so important. You know, I talk a lot of, to my community about this, about how I think our society as a whole has gotten into this place where we have rejected emotions, especially more uncomfortable emotions like anger and sadness. And so instead we become a culture that numbs ourselves to them instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to let myself cry all day because that's what I need to do, and then I can feel better tomorrow. I don't let myself do it, and then suddenly I'm sad for 2 months because I haven't ever let myself really, you know, let it out. And so I think across the board we need to respect our emotions as just things that need to come out sometimes, and then we can let them go. Mm-hmm. And then we can focus on the positive.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and I will put your gift, thank you very much for the generous gift that you're offering. I will put that on the gift page for people so that they'll be able to access it there. And, you know, there's a question that I like to ask many of my guests, and because everybody's got a little bit different answer. So I'm going to ask you, Ashley, what does being a successful holistic entrepreneur mean to you?
To me, it really does mean being happy. It means having the space and the freedom to truly enjoy my life, because that's why I got into entrepreneurship, was to give myself the freedom to do whatever I wanted to do, however I wanted to do it. You know, to not have to follow other people's rules and to be able to create the life that I truly desired. And so that means not working like a maniac. That means not following other people's, you know, like rote definitions of what that should look like, not following the shoulds or the status quo that other people have assigned to my life in the past. And really writing my own story of what that success will look like. But I truly believe it all boils down to happiness and love. That the more we can live in love and the more happiness we can feel and create in other people, the more our life is just a gift.
Yeah. You know, Ashley, I think we could talk all day on this, on these topics. I would love to stay on with you and just, you know, we could go for hours probably. But before we end our show today, I always want to leave people, all of our listeners who have tuned in, you know, sort of a golden nugget, something that maybe you could share, a suggestion, some advice, maybe an action step, something that they could do right now to move forward to that, to who they're supposed to be. I mean, not supposed to be, but who they truly are.
Well, my golden nugget is always to live life without regrets, and that there are no rules. You know, there's no one right path from birth to death. But the action step would be to just focus on your next right step.
Mm.
You know, we all talk about how to let, you know, you need to have a goal, but to let go of the hows. The way you let go of the hows is just focus on the next right step. And that's all you need, because if you just keep following the next right step, you'll be happy and you will live a life of meaning and purpose and just that you'll truly enjoy.
Oh, that is such good advice, because I think so many times we feel like we need to do it all right away.
Right.
and really, it's not possible for one thing, and it would drive you crazy. So just taking that one step and really just focusing on that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that bit of wisdom with all of us. Now, I know, Ashley, that people are going to want more of you. How can they best get a hold of you, reach you, find you, learn more about your programs and your coaching? What's the best way?
Absolutely. You can find me at ashleygreer.com. It's ashleygreer. I also have two Facebook groups, one called Follow Your Dreams for the people who are really trying to merge into this woman that they could be, or women who are trying to emerge into the woman they are at their core. And then I've just actually started a new Facebook group called Expansive Intuitive Flow. It's all about really following your intuition in your business. And it's about really kind of stepping out of the masculine paradigm for the way that we've run business all along. Because I think that there's just really a different way to do it. And it's more about joy, and it's more about flow and ease, and yeah.
Awesome. And I'll put the ashleygreer.com website on the show page. So wherever you're listening to this, you know, on iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker or SoundCloud or wherever you're listening, you should be able to find the link there in the show notes. And I'm assuming, Ashley, that they can get to those Facebook pages from your website anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, super. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for spending time today. Oh, my goodness. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. And like I said, I could talk for hours with you, and we could just keep going back and forth. But it is almost to the time to end the show. So I just want to thank you for taking time, because I know we're both busy doing other stuff, as well as all of our listeners are as well. So thank you so much for spending time with us today here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.